Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Parak Yud Gimel of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Ches. So we're going to discuss combs that comb fibers rather than comb hairs. So it's wood; it's a wooden comb, but the teeth are often made out of metal. So Masrik Shel Pishna Shnatu Shina V'Nishtayim B'Shtayim. If you have the metal teeth of a comb that was used to comb flax, and they were removed, and only two of the teeth are still there, Tamei, it's enough to function, and therefore it's tamei. V'achas tar, but if only one tooth remains, then it's tar. V'kulan achas v'achas p'nasman, if all the teeth broke off, so each one is on its own, tameos. So the teeth themselves are tamei, because you could use it for engraving something. V'shal tzemer shenitlu shina v'achas minatayim, if it's a comb that's used to comb wool, and you remove one of the teeth, tar, then it becomes tar, because you can't use it. Nishtayir b'sholosh makam echad, but if there are three teeth that remain together, tamei, then it becomes tamei, because then it's usable. But if one of the three remaining teeth was the one at the end, tahar, then the comb is tahar, because it's thicker than the rest of the teeth, and therefore it's not going to really function the same way. If two teeth were removed from a wool comb, and the owner made them into tweezers, tameos, they become tame, because they were made into a usable kli. If one tooth was removed from the comb, and the owner used that tooth for cleaning out neros, olimituach, or use it to stretch out cloth, tamea, then it's going to be tamea. Now moving on to Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Aleph. Kli matachos kamen hishirin, what is the minimum size of a broken kli mateches in order for it to still be considered makabel tuma? Hadlika de lemalusbo, if it's a bucket, so it's as a larger size you need to be able to draw water with it. Kumkum kide liach, if it's a kettle, the size that you need is to heat water with it. Mecham kedei lekabel slaim, if it's an urn, then it needs to be able to hold sela coins with it. Halefes kedei lekabel kitonios, a lefes, which is a large pot that holds boiling water, and they would wash things in that pot. They didn't have like sinks like we have, so it's like it's functioned the same way as a sink. It was just a big pot. They didn't have a drainage. So it has to be able to hold small jugs inside of it to rinse it, to clean them off. Kitonios kedei lekabel prutos. If there were small jugs, then it needs to be able to hold small coins. Midos yayin biyayin. The measuring the kelim that they would use to measure wine has to be able to hold wine. And midos shemen b'shemen. In the case of measuring kelim for oil, have to be still usable for measuring oil. Rabbi Lazar Amar kulon b'prutos. Rabbi Lazar says no, any measuring kli as long as it could hold a pruta coin, that is enough for it to be makabel tumah. Rabbi Kiva Omer, hamechuser chatifa tameh, a metal kli that doesn't have a cover can become tameh. It's not, the cover is not part of the kli. Hamechuser letisha tahar, but if it just you haven't smoothed it out yet, then it's tahar, because the kli is incomplete if you haven't smoothed it out yet, so it's not a real kli. So to review what we learned today in Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Ches, we discussed various combs that were used for fabrics, and when how much of their teeth they have to lose in order to lose their tumah status, and then in Perek Yudalid Mishnah Aleph we discussed the minimum size of broken metal kalim and what they need to still be able to function for in order for them to be able to become tameh. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perek Yudalid Mishnah Beis.